live on Blog Talk Radio. The Candid Frank Live Show.
Candid Frank Live.
With
about half of y'all motherfuckers on the hill.
John the Argo Boat Logo Granger.
Candid Frank Live.
Christopher Lion's Den Jones. Mike, the CFL is the best football in the world, Townsend. Kelly, Rough Rider Daddy Bale. Manasseh, Blog Talk Radio Show, Geber Medin. And Bruce, Hamilton Tiger Cat, 13th man, John Inch.
Third halftime during the game, the Bombers and the Argos. Unfortunately, I was preparing for the show, so I think it was 14-11 last time I looked, guys. I think that's the score, right?
14-13,
right. Thank you.
Yeah.
A field goal after it was 14-10. Nice long one, in fact. All right, John. Now, we lost Derek Christopher, so if anybody gets messaged by him, let me know, because I've lost my Facebook. Here, I'm going to try and bring it back up. No, it's okay.
I can message you his number.
I got his number. I just lost Facebook for a second. And he did it.
You got to stop staying off those sexy sites there, Frank.
Oh, yeah, right. Ever since I started doing this program, I don't have time to get on sexy sites. Trust me, I got my wife is 5 feet from me, and she's facing my screen, and I have it on a big 46-inch flat screen. I have the show on a 46-inch flat screen with some of the information that I need to, and my daughter's 10 feet away, my wife decides to remind me. But anyway, I don't know if Derek closed it on us, but whatever. Oops. I just might have done that myself right now, man. Oh, no, there it is. Okay, we'll see if we got an answering machine. Okay.
Sometimes
all right.
Storm doesn't know what to say sometimes, and sometimes I don't want to get into trouble either by saying something I shouldn't be saying.
Well, listen, as long as we maintain a decent level of language, which is acceptable to, you know, and you know, there are many words now that are just normal, you know. The people say them all the time. So it's all a question of who's listening.
I didn't know your wife was 5 feet away from you, though.
Oh, my daughter. My daughter's, my eldest
and your
daughter, 10
feet
away.
The booth. Okay,
they can't hear what we're saying
I won't make a comment like that anymore.
No, don't worry about it.
You just got
to remind me
who's around.
Listen, just look at it as though we're here to have fun and talk about the games that
are
going on.
Yeah.
And the really good news that we can start with is, in fact, the league may continue to play. They started tonight with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers being visited by, of course, the Toronto Argonauts. And, of course, Ricky Ray didn't make the trip. That's not a surprise. The other non-surprise is that Trevor Harris started for the Argos, and so did Drew Willey. But I found they took Drew Willey out early, didn't they, Manasseh? Christopher.
Yep. No, it's Manasseh.
It is Manasseh. Okay, well, I thought I made a mistake. I got to turn down the volume from the football game now. I'll just mute it. Let's mute it. There we go. It's muted.
Hopefully
all right,
it's not too loud over here.
No, I can't hear you guys. I can't mute it.
I can hear you.
You can hear me. You can't chew gum and walk at the same time?
No, it has to do with,
with
a computer.
Where are you calling from? Where are you doing the show from? At the house?
I'm doing it from my house, yeah. And the other thing is,
put the TV on and watch it.
The what? The hockey? The football game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're doing that. It's all good. We're 100% good. Just because for a change, I don't normally listen or watch or listen to a game, but I was listening because I wanted to hear what the guys were saying about the strike. So who wants who's guessing here? My first guess is that some of the stuff that the players are going to get have nothing to do with getting a lot of money other than the bribery for signing the deal, which raises, that's pretty much going to raise the salaries of the players that are playing in the league and another bit of change for each.
And which is not that much.
Not in the grand scheme of things if you're Ricky Ray, but if you're a guy that earns 50 grand and a rookie, $1,500 isn't that bad a deal. What is it, guys? 6,500 for the vets?
75, which is still peanuts compared to what the NFL is, but that's a different story in itself, right? But that's why these guys have to take two, three jobs just to make a living, and then they go out there and they break a leg or whatever, knock, you know.
Yep. Well, right now everything's fine. Everything's fine. Let's talk about Kelly. Why don't you start the banter? What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's a bit of a moot point because, as far as I understand, the players would like to control the amount of how much goes to each player, be it rookie or veteran. Now, you guys quoted $1,500 or something like that.
$7,500.
It could be $8,000 and nothing, couldn't it?
Well, as always, whenever there are labor negotiations, and whenever
$12K
for the veterans,
veterans have been in the league for 6 years or more. It goes by years, right? So rookies are $1,500 and guys who've been in the league for more than 6 years get $12K.
All right. Well, thanks for clarifying that for me. Yeah, the interesting post that I saw this week was Ricky Foley basically saying that there's no pay increase, basically, with the exception of this year. But moving forward, there'd be basically no pay increase because the three extra roster spots will take up the extra $50,000 every year.
Yeah, I see that
what's
you're
up,
here,
boys?
Christopher. There's Christopher. Okay, so we got Christopher, Manasse, Schmitty, Storm. He doesn't want to be called Stormy, so we'll call him Schmidt. Because he does give a Schmidt. Also,
I don't give a Schmidt, yeah.
And we also have Mike. I believe that's Mike Townsend down there at the bottom of my list. Derek Christopher's around.
Is my mic up and running?
Yeah,
it should be.
Well,
no, I'm replacing – it's John Granger here. I'm replacing Derek. I just met up with Derek here in the stadium.
Oh.
What's up, boys?
What up?
What up?
There you go.
Hey, guys, it's an awesome stadium, man. It's better than it looks like on television. It's unbelievable. It's the seats here are – there's not a bad seat in this place. Not one bad seat. I got
to
tell you that.
Good to hear.
We're feeling the Manitoba-friendly hospitality all around here. They're all good. Especially Derek over here,
you,
man.
But I haven't been able to see you yet, John.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. You'll hear me. Don't you hear the big doo in the whole stadium?
I saw you, John, waving that boat logo flag after that first Argo touchdown.
I saw you, too. Yep.
Yeah, and he was on the opening.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, you guys gotta. If anybody wants to come to a stadium, you pick one out of the CFL. You gotta come to check this one out. This is actually a classic stadium. I mean, we checked the whole place out. There's not even one freaking bad seat in this place. And I don't know what to say. I just love the stadium. I wish Toronto got it. Right, Derek?
Oh, I really hope you got it. I hope they do something with DMO.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll find
How's
out
it
for
look
sure.
on TV?
Looks awesome.
Yeah,
you're
good,
on the
really
you're on the opening as usual.
So who the hell's quarterbacking for us?
Wasn't Harris?
Harris was in there, and then who replaced him after that?
Might have been Gale. I'm not watching, but I can guess who it is, and it would have been Gale. Yeah, Gale's number three.
Yeah, I got to say something, though. Scott, the coach, looks too serious for a preseason game. I mean, this guy didn't even crack a smile. I mean, I'm trying to get him to say something. Everybody's walking by the tunnel, and all the players are shaking their hands. The coach, fuck, he looks pissed off. I don't know. They're winning. I don't know what the hell. It's preseason. I don't know what's up with
this guy. You know what? You know what? Buddy,
what?
I'd be the same way if I was a coach. Because that's how diehard I am about the CFL.
All right, have a good one.
It's a business.
It might have something to do with the fact that he hears footsteps and he knows what we all know, and that is that Hamilton and Montreal are going to be really tough this year. And even Ottawa,
right,
that should be a pushover, isn't going to be a pushover. So, you know, Milanovic is not one of those guys who takes to losing very kindly.
Kickoff is going now.
No, tell you the truth, I don't like Toronto, period. But, I mean, I don't mind Winnipeg, but I don't think Winnipeg's going anywhere in the West this year, plain and simple.
They're not going anywhere.
They're not. I'm not saying the Stamps are going to win the West, but, I mean, I picked them as second, so, you know, that's where I go from there.
I see.
Hey, Sean, while you're there, what's the crowd like? How full is it?
Oh, it's about 80% full. It's not full, guys, but, I mean, for a preseason game, the people show up here. The upper decks are a little bit skeletonish, but the lower bowl's full. It's a little bit – I'm a little disappointed, you know. The fact that this might have been turned out to be the only game this season, I thought these guys were a little bit more jacked up, pumped up. The only reason why our section got jacked up is because of me and Margaret. We were making noise like crazy, and then we made them feel incompetent.
Awesome.
So they had
You know what it is, Chris? Because the fans are P-I-S-S-E-D, off.
No, they're not yet.
There's nothing written in stone yet here for this season.
They pay good money to go to these games and stuff like that, and they just want to see football. Storm, let other people talk. Look at him go!
Number 29 for you guys, whoever that is.
It's
Curtis Steele.
It's Curtis. Yeah, it's Curtis Steele.
It's a guy that has more hair than I do.
Okay, hang on, Storm. Let somebody else talk for a bit, okay? All right, look, I'm going to start. When I start thinking somebody's saying too much and not giving anybody else a chance, I'm going to turn off their mic. Don't be offended.
Uh-oh.
Just to give other people a chance. Okay, Manasseh, you haven't said much yet. What's on your dial right now? What's on your radar?
The Bombers' defense still sucks. I don't know what's going on, man. The defense is terrible.
They're both scoring at will, though. You know, that doesn't...
Not really. I mean the Bombers' defense looks like a wet paper towel. They're just like... there's no resistance at all, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I noticed that.
But that's a little bit right. There's no pressure.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. Well, what are they doing?
Yeah, they can't get to anybody.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-oh,
they just did something.
There you go.
See,
hey, Frank,
I'm
going to give back the phone to Derek. I'm going to go back in my seat, boys. You guys have a good evening, and we'll shoot the shit another show, okay? Here you go, bro.
Okay, John, have a safe flight back.
Take care, John. I'm hearing from you.
John's had a few beers. Every third word is vulgar.
That was okay.
He's having fun.
That of course was John Granger live in Winnipeg, and John's watching the game. If you're listening right now, he's watching from Winnipeg. He's in the stands. He's in the end zone. If you're looking for him, the opposite end of the clock. Derek Christopher is up in the nosebleed somewhere, from what I heard that he said. I'm not sure whether he's on the camera side or the other side. Are you here, Derek?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, are you in the camera side? You know how they have always the cameras on one side, and you know what I mean? Are you on that side, same side as the cameras, or the other side?
Like, yeah, when you guys see that, when you guys are looking, do you see the bombers on the back side, or do you see the Argos?
See the bombers.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the camera side. We're on the far right, upper deck, first row, like third section.
Okay.
Okay. But you're not...
So
I'm not there. I'm not there right now. We're out in the smoking section.
Go run on the field.
Yeah, hey, yeah, why don't you do that?
I'll get John to write CFL is hashtag on my back and I'll streak.
Nice.
You know?
I got $10.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, I'm in for 10 as well.
Hey, I'll give you 10 if you put the show's phone number on your back.
Yeah, by a blog. Yeah, blog talk. Yeah.
Okay, so right now, so Manasseh, your big thing is the defense is pretty noodly. How about Mike Townsend in here too? Mike, what are you feeling right now?
First, I would like to say good evening, gentlemen.
Go.
How are you guys doing?
I gotta let you go. I'm gonna get back into my seats. I'm gonna get caught out.
Yeah, and enjoy the game, Derek. Enjoy the game.
Text me
if you want me to call you.
Okay, later, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
As I said, Mike's coming in next. Mike, give us a shout. What's up?
Well, good evening, gentlemen. First off, I'd like to know, man, is Steve Slayton play tonight?
Steve
Blake. He's playing.
Who's that?
Steve Slayton. Yeah, he ran.
Slayton. Yeah. He had a touchdown earlier.
Steele was in the first quarter.
I interviewed him. Steve Slayton, did you know, Mike, that Steve Slayton is learning to be a chef?
No, I didn't even know that, Frank. What do you mean?
I just farted. All
that noise. There's so much noise in the background, I can't really hear, guys.
I can't really hear you.
I took care of it.
There we go. There you go, Frank.
Awesome.
No, I didn't even know that, man. Did he do a good job tonight, or what happened?
Well, right now, Steele was running with the ball. I haven't been able to watch the game. I've been too busy getting ready to do the show.
Okay.
You know,
well,
but
Slayton,
I haven't seen
Slayton had a nice run in the second quarter, and he had a touchdown. I think he may have the second touchdown for the Argos.
He's got about 50 yards on the ground with about only about 11 carries with the touchdown.
He hasn't touched the ball much, but he's had good production. Y'all guys are watching the game, and I'm not, so I don't know what's going on. Question for you guys. Do you think he's going to be able to carry the load this season for the Argos?
I think
he's
the backup right now.
Yeah, I think
Steele's
the number one.
Taking all the reps.
Yeah,
but then again, Steele might be getting his shot because, just like Ray is sitting on the sidelines, you know, Slayton, they're going to work him in, don't you think?
Oh, they did work him in. He was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, even that other kid, what was it, Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah. He was running the ball extremely well, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in good hands. I don't think the Argos are going to have a problem at the running back position.
Yeah, but we all know running backs aren't that hard to find, right? We've discussed that over and over again, right?
And over.
Hey, Mike, do you know Robert Gill?
Hey, there's Sarah.
The guy in the Indo Football League?
Yep.
Robert who?
Gill.
Robert Gill?
Yep.
No. Robert Giles. No, we play for it.
He used to play for the Kansas City Command. I think that was the last arena team he was on. But he's like one of the fastest 40s ever. Ran like a 4.19 40. He's on the Argos now.
He got his neck twisted pretty good there in one of the first plays of the game when I was watching, when I had a chance to watch something.
Yeah.
He's got
a video on YouTube where he's running 25 miles per hour on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, that's pretty crazy. You know, that dude's super fast.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen that video, and that's how I heard of him. But did you guys notice that one Argo took two penalties pretty early in the game, one on special teams, one on defense, I believe? Anyways, I was just thinking to myself, there's a guy who's come out looking to make the team, like, rather than thinking it was a negative thing.
he's just being so aggressive that he's taking two penalties early.
Oh, well, it is. Wow. Yeah, Milanovic won't put up with that. He won't put up with that.
No.
Right. Hey, you know what, guys? Real quick, I want to say congratulations to Chris on being the winner of the trivia question. He won him his Headburst Stampede Indoor Football T-shirt. So I just want to give Chris congratulations.
Hey, there you go.
Inside job.
The football god showed his head again.
Inside job.
And I just want to say it wasn't an inside job and it wasn't a gimmick. And Chris always hears what I say about certain teams and certain players, so he knew what the question was. It wasn't no inside job, trust me, guys. The next
probably
question
gave
was going
you
to
the
be much
question.
Harder.
He probably gave you the question.
I didn't even know it was going up. Honest. You know, and I just pulled it out.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. That, of course, is in reference to CFL Is, for those of you that are listening and who do want to be in the group, of course, on Facebook. And Mike had a contest. I couldn't wait anymore. You didn't put up the question until at least 12:45. And I just couldn't wait anymore, and I went to sleep.
The question was, what quarterback in the indoor league or arena league has gone two seasons undefeated? And the answer was Chris Dixon the second, and the team was the Sioux Falls Storm.
Storm.
Sioux Falls Scooters.
Yep.
Scooters, Storm.
Yeah,
I'm here. How do you know that? How would you possibly know that?
Because
we were talking about Chris Dixon 2 weeks ago, and that he has just gone two undefeated seasons. They're talking about
the easy way to find out is just Google it. Just hit Google and bam.
I just pulled it out because we're weeks ago. I just do not forget anything that we talk about.
Good for you.
That's
Chris
unfortunate.
I know someone
plus,
like that.
Think about it, too. Sioux Falls Storms is working on another undefeated season. They haven't lost a game in going on 3 years.
Yeah, wow.
And
that's amazing.
And Chris Dixon is part of our CFL group for all people that don't know.
Wow.
Wow.
He is on our group and has been almost since the beginning.
Look at that moon.
Yep.
That's cool.
Has he ever tried to make a CFL team? Has he ever tried out or anything? Or do you know?
Huh.
Does he have any interest?
I can't remember the name.
He has some interest in the CFL, but I don't think any of the teams want him up there. One team told him,
which is more important.
I told him that they'll use him as an emergency quarterback, and he didn't want that. So.
Oh wow! Wow. So he's not okay.
Right.
He's not that good then.
Oh man!
Yeah.
No.
Well,
Chris Dixon is the
three end. Seasons has got to say something for the man. I'm just saying he's probably one of these small body kind of guys that just doesn't.
Oh yeah, maybe
CFL.
That's it.
Oh
yeah,
big Argo sack there. Winnipeg is not doing well.
Now you can't really look at
season.
It's all like third stringers now. It doesn't. What we're looking at, most of these guys won't even be on the field on opening week.
Did you guys ever see Graham Harrell in preseason with the Riders? That guy's like a god in the States, and he couldn't do anything.
He's not like that in the States. Come on, man. Like a god in the States? Come on, what you mean?
He was a decent quarterback
at Texas Tech, and he was a backup in Green Bay for like 3 years.
I guess I did overstate it, but you know what I mean? Like, he came to us
CFL
with a lot of
fanfare. By CFL
standards. A lot of fanfare, and he's been back in the NFL as a backup since. So, anyway, he just couldn't cut it here. It just didn't work out for him at all.
So, isn't it nice to have football back on TV, boys?
It's awesome.
Bruce. This is awesome,
absolutely.
Man. I'm just sitting back listening to you guys watching football.
Yeah,
life doesn't get any better. Got my feet up.
Pretty awesome.
So the Redblacks game, is that this week? Is that the one at Saskatchewan?
Yes, for Friday, isn't it? Yes.
Friday night?
Play on Saturday.
Yep. No, it's Saturday.
Okay.
Friday, the lone Friday game, Friday night football, is BC and Edmonton.
Okay.
Saturday?
And that's on TV?
Saturday.
Yes. All the games are on TV. No, the Montreal-Hamilton game is not on TV.
They didn't televise either one of our exhibition games, man, which is BS. You know,
no doubt. I mean, you guys are going to have
especially the first one, man. Being
game,
at Ron Joyce,
you're have,
you know,
like,
you can't
yeah,
even.
They can't do it at Ron Joyce. It's too small.
Well,
yes.
Hey, man, they put Mac games on TSN and Sportsnet, right?
Varsity Stadium.
It's because they have no choice in that case. When, but
well,
anyways.
Hey, Bud, they never used to put the exhibition games on the CFL
on
period before years ago.
No,
but,
no,
guys,
yeah,
you know what
no,
you
yeah,
might
right.
have to consider first? The reason that might have nothing to do with any kind of preference, Bruce. It might have to do with the ability to broadcast from that location.
Yeah.
Right, that's it.
Yeah,
well, they got trucks.
Yeah,
they
man.
Trucks.
Yeah, no,
but
the truck is one thing,
east.
But you use a lot of power, my friend. I used to do this for a living, and we used to roll into stadiums all the time. And there were some stadiums that were a nightmare because they didn't have enough power. The lights would go out.
Yeah.
Seriously. You take the lights out.
But the Ticats have, like, the best game in the opening regular season. Like, they have the Sunday Nighter at Saskatchewan. I think that's the best game in week one. So that should be a great game, man. The Ticats are loaded, man. They improved, like, everything they were lacking last year has been upgraded, and that team looks scary, man.
And Manasseh, don't you think it's because they were embarrassed? I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they were embarrassed. And Ken Austin doesn't take, like I was saying about Milanovic, Ken Austin is another guy, probably even more hates losing than Milanovic. And I bet you he's still thinking about that Grey Cup
and
game.
You know what? And speaking of that, Frank, I find this year at camp, he's a lot more voiceful. How's that? We'll leave it at that. You know? He uses his voice a lot more, and you can tell. So.
No, I'd say Hufnagel's right up there, too.
Yeah, so big things coming from us Ticats this year. Big, big things.
But, I mean, the Ticats, you can tell, like, they're the only team in the East that I think if they went to the West Division, they could still make the playoffs. Like, I don't think the rest of the teams in the East could do that. And that's how talented Hamilton is.
All right, thank you for that compliment.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm not really sure that you can make that statement because the teams are built according to the division they're in. This, you know, the Western teams, they had like Winnipeg had to make changes this year because they were going into the Western Division.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I just mean like
just
overall talent. Like Hamilton is right there with BC and Saskatchewan with having just the best talent in the league. Like I mean, look at their roster, man. You see, there's no place where they're weak. Like, I don't see any weaknesses on their
whole
team.
Yeah, but I would suggest that Hamilton would be fighting for first in the West if they were in the West.
Right, of course. That's what
don't
I'm
misunderstand
like,
what I'm
the,
saying.
They're going to be 15-3, I think, and be the best record in the league.
Oh, okay.
Just because they're going to beat up all the
I have
East
a lot
teams.
Of respect for that team, and to suggest that they would only make the playoffs going in the West, I think they'd be competing for first, and I think the Argos could make the playoffs in the West.
Oh, no way. The Argos are getting annihilated in the West. We'll find out, man.
But then you have to remember, too, the team has to be, like I said, there's a lot, too, how the teams set themselves up. And the first hurdle they got to get through is they're whether they're in the East or they're in the West, you know. And that's the most important thing. You have to consider what's in your division. Because they're the ones you play the most. You won't make the playoffs if you can't beat the teams in your division.
I mean, if you look at the CFL the last couple of years, the recipe to winning is because every team can throw the ball. All the playoff teams can pass the ball. It comes down to is your defensive line strong enough to get pressure on the quarterback without having a blitz, and can you run the ball? And that's what the Ticats can do. And if you look at the Riders, that's what they had the year before. The Argos had that, and then the BC Lions, and that's the recipe to winning in the CFL.
A good quarterback and defense. And special teams makes a difference. It can make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you're going to see better things out of Kolaris this year than you saw out of Burris when he played for us. I honestly do, man. From what I've just seen, you know, he's gelling good, man. He's got legs like, wow, man, he's fast. He's quick.
But you're comparing him to Burris.
But, you know, he's like Quentin Porter. He's quick that way.
No,
he's like a Dan Lefebvre.
Kolaris
on his feet.
He has quickness. You're right.
He's an all-around package deal, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think we're going to have to use our second string Dan that much to come in, or Mazzoli. I don't think you'll be seeing much of them this year like we did last year.
No, that's
my that's my prediction, you know.
Well, he was trying
to... And that's why Storm picked Ottawa to finish first place.
Sorry,
well,
Chris, there you are again.
Well, they're not going to be in it, but anyways, that's cool.
Might have been drinking.
I'm back.
A little bit.
Yeah, I didn't see you fall off and then turned on your mic. All right, so now we've got this big event, the games are going on, and do you think now we'll start seeing some moves or has the season snuck up on the debate as to whether the league should go or not, and the moves aren't going to be happening? Do you know what I mean? Now that they're getting closer and closer to really understanding, like as much as the league says this is what the salary cap is, everybody has to hold their breath a little bit, right?
Yeah. I think it's absolutely. I think the players are going to agree to it.
Yeah, I mean,
I think the players
Foley,
are going to agree to it. They're just not going to like it.
That's right. You're going to have 25% of the guys that aren't going to like it. Like, who was that guy that tweeted the other day that he didn't like it and all that? Was that Emily?
Oh,
there was
did?
Two of them.
Nick Lewis.
John Cornish doesn't. Foley doesn't like it.
Nick Lewis.
Whoever it was, he retracted what he said, and he said that he's going to vote for it because he doesn't have faith in the CFLPA.
Oh, yeah,
or
that's Ricky Foley. Yeah.
Okay, Ricky Foley. So I tweeted him back. I go, nice backbone, buddy. You just said yesterday that you're not, and then you switch your mind. You know, if you got to go on your belief.
No, he didn't switch his mind. His mind was switched for him. He got a reading out by the Players Association that says that we have to be unified on this. He got his butt reamed out.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's an interesting use of words, right? That he's got his butt reamed out.
Well, I wanted to say something else.
That's a good analogy.
Well, you come in or get the hell out, basically. That's what it is. Right?
But guys, can at some point, you have to accept the reality of what's happening, right? And you got to get in there and decide by vote. And they don't want anybody being all pro or all negative. Like, I don't think they want anybody going out there, let's sign this. Just let the players decide. Don't put pressure on the rest of the players to make a decision that they don't want to make. And let it go the way it's going to go.
Otherwise, they're going to get their butt reamed.
Exactly. By Christopher.
Can I say something, Frank, though?
Yeah.
The thing is, by saying that to another player and knowing what the other player's vote's going to be, that's putting pressure on the other person.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, it's all about peer pressure. That, I mean, what else do you want?
Exactly.
It's all peer pressure. It's just, but like Christopher says, the one thing Christopher and I can agree on, and I'm taking a chance here because Christopher and I never agree on anything. No, just kidding. What we will agree on is vote. And they're going to vote yes because it's a paycheck. Who's going to vote to say, let's go on strike and not have a paycheck?
It's the vote of desperation.
I wouldn't characterize it that way. I'm more, that's where we're going to disagree. I'm just saying that it makes sense to say to yourselves, how much more, if we go on strike, how much more are we going to get? Is it worth it? There's a lot of hockey players that regretted canceling the season because they can't make that money anymore. That year disappeared.
Yeah.
Gone.
The players lost just one, they wouldn't make it up in what they were asking for.
That's
right.
The
point. It doesn't make sense to strike.
And that's what I'm saying.
No,
it's not desperation.
That's why Manasseh and I both said all of the leverage right now is with the league. All of it.
But all the good... But now the league, Christopher, the thing I don't like is that you and Manasseh think that it's a good thing that the owners can beat the crap out of the players. I don't think it's a good thing because... Huh?
And why? I mean, what...
You want me to tell you? I'm going to tell you why.
Listen to what you're saying.
I've said... No. Okay, I am. I wish you would listen to what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm trying to say and what I'll get out. The point is, the owners have all the leverage, 100% right. I agree with you 100%. The one thing the owners have, and they all have, and every league has the same problem with the owners.
Uh-oh.
They're a bunch of friggin' dummies, okay? They can't see past their nose.
Excuse me?
They're a bunch of dummies.
Who is?
You know why they're dummies? Hey, listen, I'm just talking like you do about the players. And the reason I say they're not very intelligent is because to make it simple, when an actor makes a movie, and these players are just like an actor in a movie, and the way they're actor in the movie, okay.
Here we go with this again.
Hang on.
You guys are so ridiculous.
Let him finish, guys.
Star and an NFL player, not a CFL player, man. This isn't even a B-League movie.
Okay.
Chris, just let him finish what he's saying, man.
The point I'm trying to make is that you want the players to be on your side, and if the owners don't understand that, they are dummies. Because you need the players to promote the league. You need the players to promote the league.
Dude, if you were in their
shoes,
you would agree with them. I mean, if you were in their position and then you had the same position you're saying right now, you'd be out of business. That's crazy, man.
No, I wouldn't.
I agree with Frank. I mean,
of course,
you guys are just simply falling for the sentimental part. You're not thinking the business side. You're not. These men became wealthy because they were smart,
hardworking
businessmen
business.
Who grew up.
Well,
I mean,
hang on a second. I got
to
turn off some mics. We're going to do this one at a time. Kelly. The point is, do the players need the owners as much as the owners need the players? That's all I'm trying to say here. That's it. How do you feel? Should it not be a symbiotic relationship where they both work together? You know, the players are the face of the league. Kelly? Kelly's not here. So the only mic I left on. Okay. I'm just going down.
Frank. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Frank,
okay. No. Okay. Because when we start getting testy like that. Yeah, when we start getting like that, you back off and you don't want to get involved in that kind of stuff. I don't want this
for
to
sure.
get rhetoric full, right? Just a simple point. Shouldn't the players and the – do you think the players and the players are an asset to the league or not? Because what I'm hearing is they mean nothing. They are nothing. They're an asset to the league, that if the league uses them properly, they can help – you know, you need them on your side. That's what I think. That's all.
Oh, for sure. But I think that this round of negotiations has proven that this group of players and this group of owners don't see eye to eye. Now, you know, 8 years down the road from now, new governors, new, ownership and stuff like that approaching. And, you know, I think it might be a different case. But this group of players and this group of owners probably won't see eye to eye. And so, therefore, if the players want to play and make money, they got to go.
My problem is, and why Christopher and Manasseh drive me crazy, is that you've got a perfect example of a guy named Johnson that hasn't even caught a football in the season, and already he's probably leading in jerseys sold. I mean, are they paying attention? You know, that's all I'm saying. And you want those guys on your side because the fans, they're the ones they relate to. They don't relate to the owners as much as, you know, Christopher and Manasseh want. You know, people too respect the owners and believe the owners are what make the league. It isn't true. It just isn't true, in my opinion. That's all.
Like,
okay.
If you think about it this way too, Frank, the players are going hard for this league, and the league just doesn't seem to be going as hard as the players are going.
And that's fine. That's fine. It's not about who wins or loses this thing. I'm talking about tomorrow. All right, and I'm sorry I have to turn off the mics because I want to make sure people understand what I'm talking about here. We got to think about tomorrow. Well, you know, it's about winning the peace. You know, I understand that Manasseh and people like him and Christopher, it's a war and it's all about winning and it doesn't matter who survives. You know, that's what it sounds like to me a bit. You know, like who cares who survives? There has to be a good peace. And that's all I'm trying to say. Now I know the next guy. And by the way, I'm just going in order of the mics, and I'll turn Kelly's off. And now your turn, Bruce. Why don't you give me your take on it?
Well, I'm like Kelly, and I'm like you. You know, if it wasn't for the it's like any business. You know, if your employees aren't happy, they're not going to work 110%. If your employees are happy, they're going to give you a little bit more effort. It doesn't matter what you're doing, if you're playing football or if you're packing lunches somewhere else. That's
but
just my opinion.
I agree with you, but, you know, even just to make the point clear, this isn't a widget company. This isn't a company that has somebody. I know they want to say that. It doesn't. It's a company that that basically makes entertainment, and the entertainers mean something. And in every other business, the entertainers get a good stipend, if you will. And I'm not saying what they're getting right now is cheap. I'm not saying it's not what they're worth. That's not what I'm talking about. Again, once the piece is set, the players are necessary to promote the league. Why make them work to rule? You know, because at the end of the day, that's what concerns me, is that they could end up working to rule and we'll lose the greatness that is the Canadian Football League, the players who seem to love the game as much as anyone. I don't want to lose that, and that's what I'm fearful of. Not that the players run the league, not that the players earn 10 times as much as they deserve. I want them to be a happy participant in the game. That's it. That's all. Now we'll move on. Anything else you want to add?
No, but I did like your analogy with the actors. You know, it's like, do you want a Robert De Niro or do you want someone else playing, you know?
When you make the movie, do you want Robert De Niro to go out and say, hey, check out this movie? Because the producer can go out 10 times as much as the actor.
Ocho Rico, whatever his name is.
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. He hasn't even played a game. And like you said, he's probably the number one selling jersey in Montreal right now. Guaranteed. You know,
he should be
compensated for that. If he's selling 1,000 more jerseys than someone else, then I don't know.
Just so we're clear, once they agree on whatever it is, whether the players like it or not, once they agree, the players are going to be compensated X. And what I'm saying is I hope that with that X, they will still have the same attitude they've had all along, which is a great attitude towards the fans and the league. You know, I don't want to argue about how much they earn after they sign this contract. Whatever it is, God bless. It is what it is.
Let's hope the players
are satisfied enough to keep the tradition going where the Canadian Football League players are as accessible as anyone anywhere. I don't want to see any bitterness, and I hope the owners appreciate the players after this contract's done. You know, not be the kind of guys who brag about how they beat them. You know, I hope that doesn't come out, because that isn't going to help, and that doesn't get the owners any more money, which is why the stupid comment that I made, because they're dummies if they don't get the players on their side to work with them. It takes both of them. All right, next, I guess I got coming up our buddy. Storm. Storm, buddy. Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Storm. Give me your two cents on this issue.
The owners won't be on the player's side no matter what, and the players won't be on the owner's side. Plain and simple.
Can they work together? Can they have a relationship?
I'm hoping they can.
Is it necessary? Is that necessary?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Calgary, which I love, I mean, they need a new stadium, but are they doing anything about that? No. But anyways, that's a different little bit of story in itself. But
Christopher, and they'll get their turn. They're coming up soon too. You know, that's what this is all about from their perspective, is the owners need to keep some money so they can reinvest in the league. And they're 100% right. And I understand that, yes.
Yeah, yes.
You know, it is what it is, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's
you know
see.
What? You got to pay someone fairly for what their job duty is.
But they're deciding that right now, and whatever it is, we all have to say, okay, that's what it is, and stop whining. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't want to hear any bragging or any whining, because that just extends the problem and makes the problem I don't want, which is I want these two parties to get along and give us the best football they can give us.
Yes.
Frank, I can ask you an easy question for you and for everybody here. Do you guys know who Chris Randall is? Does anybody know who Chris Randall is?
The name's familiar. I don't.
Do you know what team he's on?
No.
Does anybody? I didn't think so. He's basically an unknown defensive back to most of you guys. He was a third stringer in Calgary. He comes to Winnipeg right now, and he's making $125,000, and he's a starting field corner for the Bombers. He's a guy that's most of you wouldn't be able to guess who a team he played for, and now he's making six figures
Yeah, but
where
he
otherwise wouldn't have a
sniff. But you're not being fair,
Manasseh.
You're doing this again. You're discussing. You're saying, let's find the guy that nobody knows. How many players are there in the CFL?
But my point to you, Frank, is if it goes both ways. You said the owners can't go without the players. If the players were so
I
important,
I said it both ways. You're the one.
Why don't the players
things.
Just? Why don't
but
players
Manasseh,
get together?
You're the one who's saying
in
the players are irrelevant.
Everybody line
you're...
up and buy tickets. I'm not saying they're irrelevant, dude.
Well,
what I'm saying
what,
is
that is what
the
you're
owners
saying.
have a higher importance because they create the platform. They have to make the stage. Every actor needs a stage to work on. He needs to be advertised, marketed. He needs to be hyped up, and then thus people pay to come see it. Without the stage, without the platform, the players, the actors are nothing. That's how it goes. It's just a two-way street.
The only reason
so the owners
you can talk
create
like
the platform
this, you know, the only
to give
reason
the players
you
can talk,
I get you. I get you.
I'm not against the players, Frank. I think the players needed an increase. I'm all for that. And in every other
we're
labor
saying the same thing.
In
it's
all
just
the other
your
leagues,
attitude
I support the
towards
players.
The players is not nice. It's not nice
it's
at
not
all.
Attitude. It's about the reality. I mean, the guys. If you
no,
listen to all
the
player
the
reps, you listen to Dakowski, you listen to J.C. Sherritt, all these guys. What did they say? They understood after seeing the numbers that they knew their original position was just too high to ask for $6.2 million.
It was
too high. So
of
now, when they
was.
Came back to $5 million, they were being realistic and they knew it. I
and
mean,
they have
if you want to talk about having a real relationship, one has to look at each other's flaws and be willing to accept it and work with that. The
but
owners, the fact that the owners offered an increase, they offered a $600,000 increase, which is really
I'm not arguing about a nickel.
So
you have
all I'm saying is you're misrepresenting my position. I'm not talking about this.
I'm not misrepresenting your position. You're still arguing about how much the players should get. I'm saying stop. Let's just let whatever they agree to, let's let them agree to it and stop talking
that's
about who
deserves
what.
That's not what you guys were just saying. You guys both went on these rants trying to paint me and Chris as these, like, war-loving,
nobody else,
let's
me.
Get them, cutthroat. Forget
nobody
all
else.
That, man. At the end
no,
of the day, we're
you,
talking about reality.
You guys are
still living in this pie-in-the-sky sort of idealistic
but
world. I don't know what you guys are talking about. We're talking about the business facts,
then,
what's the truth, what's reality, and that's what the players
Here's the response to what you're saying. I'm saying that you have no respect for the players as human beings. That's what I'm saying, and
that's
I'm
ridiculous.
Sticking to it.
See, that's what I mean.
You
you're
don't.
Reading into it, man.
You
I'm
don't.
Saying the players are getting fairly common, and I don't think the players are any better than you and I. I don't put them on a higher platform
because
they're pro athletes.
Neither
I put
do
them
I.
So they have to live in the same reality all of us live in, man. That's all I'm saying. They
yeah.
don't. They're getting paid to
I
play
agree.
A game. At the end of the day,
that, I agree
that's
with,
what it is,
it's
man.
The
so
way
let's
you talk
stop
about
with this sugarcoating and like
but,
worshiping these guys. Just treat them as regular
about
people,
worship.
Man.
It's not about worship.
So what do you think, Frank? You think the players should have got the whole $2 million and that's good? I mean, what are you talking about, man?
For the
they
last
got almost
time,
half the money.
I don't know how many times I have to say this. I am not talking about money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about whatever they agree to, good, agree with it. And let's
That's
move
it,
on.
That's it, man. That's all we
That's
were talking
all...
about is what was a fair
no,
number.
But
this had nothing to do with if we respect them or not. That's ridiculous.
Mouth.
You're
while
doing
you're
the flip side of overly loving these guys and treating
no,
them more than just a regular
about,
average
no.
show.
It's about
all
mutual
me and Chris are doing
respect.
Is talking
and
about
I
the
say,
business
it's
aspect.
About mutual
you guys
respect.
Are bringing in this sentimental aspect that's irrelevant in a business
no,
discussion.
It isn't
that's
sentimental. I'm talking about it's mutual respect. And after these guys agree, once these guys agree on whatever that figure is, I'm good with it. It don't matter.
Same
to
here,
me.
Man. Either way, even
so, okay.
if the players
so
had won, I'm good
we,
with it. I don't really
do
care.
Do?
All
what
I'm upset
do?
About is you're trying to make it seem like, oh, you don't respect these guys or think them
you
as
don't.
Human beings, man.
But you don't.
That's misrepresenting my point because you can't handle the discussion when we talk about facts. Now you're trying to spin it into this other point, this other place
no.
of sentimental and trying to derive
no,
people's character and what they think of people.
It's
because
business.
You can't back your case with
it's
evidence,
business.
Numbers,
okay.
and facts. The argument is weak. That's
okay.
why. And now you got to turn it around to
it's
a personal attack
I didn't
on
turn,
people.
I didn't,
because
I didn't.
Your case, you no, have no
Manasseh,
case, man.
Manasseh,
that's
you
my
don't,
point. It's just
Manasseh,
sentimental.
You
that's
don't,
all you're
do
saying.
Do you care about the players at all?
I do.
They're just,
absolutely. I take the time to even learn about these guys, where they play, where they're from, their game. I pay attention to them. Most of you guys don't even know your own team's roster, let alone this league's. So if anybody, you have nothing to talk about. Can you even name me five defensive starters on the Argos?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Manasseh.
If you want to be a jock rider, then be a jock rider, if that's what you're talking about. I'm not going to adore these guys like gods.
That's not what
I'm saying.
Said.
If that's what you mean, talking about, man?
If I ever get a chance,
you're just mad because your case was weak and you got checked, and that's why.
If I get a chance, just because, you know, Manasseh, just because you have more to say doesn't mean you're right. And just because you keep talking doesn't mean
you're
right.
No, I mean,
you're
just taking these shots at people.
You're proving to me I'm right.
It's ticking me off, man, because you're sitting here talking about people don't respect them as human beings. What are you talking about? Who did that?
Okay.
Whoever said that?
Here it is. Here it is. You want my proof. You don't believe that the way
provided.
You talk about them is inhuman. You treat
them
like...
you show me
think,
one word I said that
okay.
as.
You
are twisting my words and make that seem
okay.
like that.
Do
That's
you or
point.
Do you not think... Do you or do you not think that these guys are replaceable like nuts and bolts in a Home
Frank,
Depot?
All of us are replaceable at our workplace. If we get fired today... You think your employer can't go and find someone to take your job? That's common sense, man. What are you talking about?
Every one of us
are replaceable wherever we are at.
I'm saying to you, okay, you keep saying that, and I don't get a chance to get my part out. What I'm saying is that these are human beings with a talent, okay? These are human beings
right,
with a
so
talent.
What?
So, and these human beings, all right, get the crap kicked out of them. These human beings don't have a wonderful life later because this is one way for them to make what at the time looks like easy money. Okay? So what I care about is the human aspect here that I get you got the business aspect. So the human aspect for me now begins after you finish doing your job, which is you and Christopher, we'll get him on here too. You guys have your point of view on how much the player should get. I never had a point of view of how much the player should get. You've never heard me say what the players should
get. And
that's
all the discussion was about, Frank. That's why I keep saying it. The human aspect, whatever, that doesn't matter. That's not what the CBA
what happens
was.
Tomorrow?
You think the players are discussing
the contract,
with the owners about that?
After
Nobody
they
was
sign
talking
the contract,
about that.
But after they sign the contract, what happens to the players after they sign the contract? Are they as replaceable after they sign the contract as they
it's
were
when
you replace
It's not about being replaceable, man.
That's
I mean,
been
the fact of the
point.
Matter is,
That's
look at the roster
about.
Turnover on the teams. Look at
the
Argos.
The
Their entire
the
defense
point.
Got replaced. So what are you
no,
saying, man?
No, I get
man?
That. Well,
so what
I'm
are you,
saying
what, is you,
it,
what are you talking oh, about?
All right. What I'm talking about is the players have more value if they're not pissed and if the owners are reasonable,
okay.
and this could be reasonable.
What the heck? They're getting paid for their market
what
value.
Is,
There's
I get
no
four
different
words
than
and you get how
what
many?
You get
in
your
400?
Job, man.
You never give
I'm
me
just
a chance
saying,
to defend.
What you're saying is, first of all, you keep misrepresenting me
and you're being
Chris.
You're being very rude.
Because,
you're being
no, because
very rude.
You don't like what you can't back up your case with facts. So you
you're
get
right,
upset
I can't
with me
back
and Chris,
up my,
and
right,
then now you have
the
to
only
then
way I can
paint
back
us
up my case.
As some
the
type
only
of
way
hateful
I can back
people.
Up my case.
And then you said the words, we don't consider them as human beings, dude. Nobody ever got to that.
Okay. Now, just a little bit of quiet for a second. I said you don't consider them like human beings, and here's why. The only way I'm going to get to say this is to refer to somebody, as much as Manasseh likes to say it and he thinks it means nothing, to tell people that they're replaceable and they're literally, you know, hey, imagine, walk up to a football player and say, hey, buddy, I don't need you. I'll get somebody else. I understand that they're replaceable. I just don't think you should emphasize that when you're on the other side of the table. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a relationship with someone like you would in any other situation. You can't tell somebody, you know, Manasseh and Christopher aren't guys that you'll have in that room. The reason you won't have them in that room is because they're not willing to see the other side at all. And I'll put Chris on here again. And Manasseh's not willing.
I'm here.
I know you're here. I turned you on. And all I'm saying is, now that I'll try with you. Let's say tomorrow they sign, all right? Do the owners need the specific players that they bring in, the ones they finally decided they're going to use? Do they need their help to sell the league?
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Manasseh.
Excuse me? Go ahead.
You heard me. Okay. There's a couple of points that I've been listening to you ramble, and I've been a couple of things that I want to have an issue with, and your comparison to them to be movie stars. Okay, the difference
Actors.
Between this is if Robert De Niro wants $42 million for a movie
and Warner Brothers isn't prepared to do it, he'll go over to MGM and say, I want $42 million for this movie, and he'll get it. Okay? The problem with the CFL players are they have nowhere else in the world to go to get the money that they are doing. If they want to choose to go to a different league, then they're welcome to go to the Arena League, in which they will make $8 a game. Okay? So this is a very unique situation. So you have no right to compare it to anything else in the world, because there is no true comparison to this, because there is nothing else, no other place for these players to go. There's no other option.
Okay? They have no human
rights.
They
either sign this contract,
they have,
or they
go to the arena league. They don't have any workplace safety rights. They don't have any of those things.
Of course they have workplace rights, Frank.
But the league
They've
doesn't
been in place
care.
For many,
the
many
league
years.
Doesn't care. The league doesn't care. We brag here in Canada.
The league doesn't care.
Well,
I cannot believe you honestly just said that. Why do you think we have concussion protocols that have been brought in?
Christopher.
Why?
I'm talking,
why are they
I'm
there?
Talking like you. I'm talking like you, and you and Manasseh do the same thing. You talk about, you bring out these ideas that are have nothing to do with the discussion. The discussion was, and the discussion remains, as I said, after this is all said and done, after it's all said and done, and you did the same thing as Manasseh. You started talking about what you want to talk about. I asked a simple question, really short, real simple. This is signed. Does the league need the players to sell the game? That's all I asked. And now you're telling me you're taking and that's where I'm getting mad.
Of course they do. That's a ridiculous question.
So they are a necessary entity in the proposition that there's a league called the CFL.
Well, and that's why they're being paid extremely well.
Exactly.
As
and I don't care
players,
about how much
they're
getting
paid.
You're missing my point. You two are missing my point over and over and over again. I don't care how much they get paid.
Okay, no,
I don't.
Well, my point then, Frank, we need them to play. Great. They need to play football. Do they need to promote the sport? Yes, they need to promote
That's
the sport.
It.
Why wouldn't they be promoting? Why are you
well,
telling me that
really
they're going to be angry
there it is.
Afterwards?
And there's all the point I was trying to make. And anybody who's actually been listening will have heard the point I was trying to make. I was being obstinate for a reason. Yeah, no, I was being obstinate for a reason because I was running into obstinance. But to be simple and just is to say that these guys, once they decide they're going to work together, they need to work together. The owners need the players need the owners. As you said, as Manasseh said, they provide the platform, or you said they provide the platform. But the bottom line is, once this is all signed and everything, don't you want the players to be, for the most part, convinced that at least the league is being reasonable and that this league is as much theirs as a union, not as individual players? You guys keep talking about all these individual players. What you forget
is
that
the union is
the
one that is making the
union. The
union right now is the one that is having the problems. They're the one that screwed up. They dropped the ball.
They just had no ball to pick up. Because I agree with you. I agree with you.
Of high expectations, and they failed because
they
were unrealistic.
And they failed miserably.
Okay, they failed miserably. And now the players are pissed off because they're not going to get what they were told. And Scott Fleury was voted in saying, I'm going to give you the world and the ceiling and everything else, and now he can't deliver. And there's a lot of very,
that's speculation
very angry
on
players
our part.
There.
Let's be clear. We don't
pay attention to Twitter. You'll know how they're mad at him.
Okay. But listen, I don't have any doubt they're mad at him, and if the league is lucky enough to have the players mad at the Players Association, then they know that they got a good, at the end of it all, when you wrap it all in a cute little ball, it doesn't matter how much the players get paid, it doesn't matter how much the owners are losing or winning, what matters now is we've got to move forward. We've got to figure out a way to mend fences, which is what I'm trying to say. They've got to figure out ways to mend fences and hope that fences are mended, because I truly put a lot of import in the players. I really, truly believe, yes, the owners are very important, but when it really comes to selling the game, it's as good as the players are, the game will sell. That's all I was trying to say. Had nothing
now,
to do with
Frank,
who's
may
right,
I make
who's
a point?
Wrong. Go, please.
May I make a point?
Gladly.
Thank you. You guys are talking, you and Kelly and Bruce, talk as if this is a players versus the owners situation. And it's good guys, bad guys, it's the, you know, whatever you want to call about it. And it's not. the players that are looking out for themselves, and this is about the owners who are looking out for the functionality and the credibility of the league.
Agreed.
This is not the owners looking out for the owners, because these owners, if they were looking out for themselves, they wouldn't be owners.
Well, they're looking out for the business. They're looking out for the business. Absolutely,
okay.
I agree.
So please
and
don't
I've said
talk
that
about these guys being greedy and stupid. I really resent the fact you call
them stupid, man.
These guys are billionaires. They don't get stupid.
I said my piece, and if you had to listen to the – you're taking what I said out of context. I want to thank you for doing that.
No, you said they're stupid if they weren't going to do this. Okay.
I said they were stupid if they didn't realize – they're stupid if they don't realize they need the players to work with them. They're stupid.
You don't think they know that?
Well, that's what I'm – so what's the problem? So what's the problem with what I said then?
So why would you call them stupid?
Already. Because –
I don't understand where you're coming from. You're just – either that or you're just trying to cause a fight in the group.
You don't. No. Really? Really?
Why would you say that?
I'm trying
– yeah. I don't know why
you
would call the owners stupid other than to try to cause a kerfuffle.
No.
Because you know damn right they're going to defend them because they're doing a good job. They're the best thing that happened to this league. And you know what? I love my BC Lions, and I love the players that play for the BC Lions. And if you fired every single one of them, next year I would love all of my players because I have no loyalty to them. They're not
they're just players.
5 years.
See?
They're not going to be here in 10 years. I love my team. I love this league. It's not the players I'm in love with.
All right. So the players deserve no kind of loyalty, and the owners deserve all the loyalty. That's why I said what I said, because I'm trying to flip it on its head. Because just to show you how much it hurts you to hear, and I'm hearing it in your voice, that you are upset that I said the owners were stupid, because if they thought this, they didn't think about doing something with the players. They didn't think about doing something with the players. They didn't realize the players were their partners. Then they are stupid. And I made that clear. And you know what? I'm getting very frustrated.
Statement.
I understand, but
because
it was the only
the
thing I could say to shut him up for a second. But you have to admit it was if you have to admit that if I didn't say that, he wouldn't have taken a breath.
You're frustrating,
sometimes,
Frank. You're extremely frustrating because you do not as you say, we don't take yours. You don't see our view. You certainly do not see ours.
Sure, I do.
Absolutely not. You don't, because otherwise you wouldn't make such ridiculous statements.
What ridiculous statement did I make?
Bring the whole game somewhere else.
No, what ridiculous statement did I make? That the owners are stupid? Is that what you're going to hang on to?
Well, that's one of them. And the fact that they're movie stars and that they are the elite.
So I can't have that opinion?
If it wasn't for the players, we wouldn't have a league.
I never said that. I've never said that.
You said earlier.
The truth, I've never said that.
Well,
I've always said they're partners. I've always said they're partners. And they're, in my opinion, they're equal partners in making
this
thing work.
Down on the field, man.
Why? What's the matter?
They got some Argos down on the field and getting taken off on a string.
Well, it's okay. Winnipeg just scored a touchdown, so everything's fine. Now, all I was trying to say, and I've said it, and I'll stand behind what I said, as rude as you think it was, maybe it was rude. But I will stand behind the fact that I couldn't get a word in edgewise, and I was getting frustrated, and I felt I needed to say something to slow them down.
Well,
and
you know, Frank, may I? Just for a second, because it's kind of cool. I mean, you turn off our mics because you don't want us to talk. And then when you do want us to talk, you talk over top of us. And you were talking over top of Manasseh when it was his turn to speak. And you were saying that it was his fault for not letting you get a word in edgewise, when really it was his turn to speak, and you should have turned off your mic. So, you know, that's not fair. And if you actually go back and listen to this program again, you will
Please
see
do.
That Manasseh is trying to say something, and you keep going. You keep trying to interrupt him. You keep going over top of him, and you keep interrupting him. And
the
I don't think
that
was fair.
The worst thing I said was
so you really need to look at the thing again. What's that? We can't breathe.
Agreed.
We don't get it back.
Agreed. Agreed, I said. I used the word agreed. I used the word agree.
Sorry,
that's what I said. Same thing when you were talking. I did talk, but I tried talking underneath saying agreed, because I'm trying to get you guys to at least hear what I'm trying to say. Because you don't. You don't.
We
hear,
listen to you, Frank.
Me.
We did.
No,
hear
you. No, you don't. You
we
never
don't disagree
do.
With
never
the fact
do.
That they are partners. They
do.
Have to be together. They have to coexist
yeah, you
together.
Do.
You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Because that's all I said. And if you really were listening to me, and if Manasseh was really listening to me, I want you to hear the question I asked and what tangent he went off on. He went off on the old tangent. Who's more important? Why these guys should make this much? What? I never asked that question, and I'll bring everybody in, and then they can add their 2 cents. All I asked was, let's assume it's all over, and I'm going to say it again. I did not want to talk about who's good and who's bad. All I wanted to talk about, and then because I have to get into this discussion about who's good and who's bad, I said what I said, and I don't regret it. And I believe
okay.
it. If
one
the
other,
owners don't get it.
One other comment that you made was that I hope when this is all done that nobody comes back bragging. I'd like to know when in the history of the CFL have you ever heard the owners bragging that they
said
took one to the
or
team?
Whining. I said
they don't
bragging.
Do either. When was
selective
the last time you heard
hearing.
Anything from
good
one
example.
Of the owners?
There's a good, I'll bring everybody. On that note, I'll bring everybody
what
in because you did that. I said bragging or whining. I said bragging or whining, and you're doing selective hearing. Anyway, I'll turn my mic off.
No, I heard both. When have you heard the owners do either?
I wasn't talking.
They're the quietest bunch around.
I'm beginning to think that you're intentionally misunderstanding me. I'm beginning to think that. The bragging is in reference to the owners, and the whining is in reference to the players. Once it's over, it's over. That's all I meant. That's all I said. But you are spinning
Frank,
in your own
go
head.
Back
what
in,
I'm
go
saying.
Back and rewind and listen to what you said. First of all,
you made
a new discussion where you first try to make it seem like, oh, we don't want either side to brag or whine, and we want them to be understanding they need each other. Great. We all agree
opinion.
On that.
Well, good.
They should work together to promote the game. Nobody would disagree with that statement. But what you turned around and said was, no, what my issue was, then you went and said, before you called us in, you were like, oh, and then Manasseh and Chris don't think these guys are human beings. That's different, man. That was a shot
bullshit.
That you took.
Oh, you don't?
That's exactly what you said.
Jeez.
That's the only thing I have issue with. Nobody disagrees with the other point. That's
you
the only
think they're
thing
just chattel.
Up.
You think they're just chattel. You talk one way. And then you want to act as if you are some caring person. You don't care about the
It's not about being a caring person. Look, you think you care about these dudes? Look, you talk about being
loyal
to players versus
teams. Well, I do care about them being healthy.
Celebrate Chad Kacker, don't you? You like Chad Kacker. He's one of your favorite players, correct?
Sure.
So why aren't you shedding a tear for Corey Boyd? Why aren't you upset that Chad Kacker took Corey Boyd's job? No, you're not. You were more than happy to root for Chad Kacker when he was the MVP in the Grey Cup, weren't you? You were celebrating it.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't be sitting there protesting, saying, why isn't Corey Boyd on the team? So you're full of it,
But I'm not telling Chad. I'm not telling Corey Boyd. I'm not going to Corey Boyd and saying, tough luck.
No.
Go ahead.
Really?
Hello?
Yeah.
Take that to the window. And get
we
the
have
table
a CFL update with
out.
Toronto Argonauts 17, Winnipeg Blue Marble 16, with 8:36 left in the fourth quarter.
But you guys, all I said, and I'll stick behind what I said, as long as it's taken in context. Out of context, yeah, you can say what you want. But there's a lot of holes you can be poked on, too. With what you've said does give the indication that you feel that a player is just a player and that's it, and he can be replaced. And I get that, and I don't have a problem with that.
You disagree with that point from a business
aspect?
No,
I don't have a problem with that.
Not from a business aspect, but I think what the point he was making is if you want to make your business even better, you have to keep your employees happy. So,
in this case, the players.
You don't want the players to be treated like cattle properly. You guys go again, you're cutting everybody off before they can even finish a thought. And you guys, you two, Christopher and Manasseh, how about you two go back and re-listen to this and who cut who off? Frank couldn't get 2 words out, man. Right? So why not, anyway.
What about Storm?
What was that?
What about Storm? I can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah,
I haven't heard Storm either.
Storm, so,
I'm quiet to give you a chance to go ahead. All of them, I said all the mics were on.
Pissing me off because these... These people, the players, make the CFL plain and simple. I understand the business point. I understand the players' point. I'm more on the players' side than the owners' side. But
they need each other, right? They need each other, right?
Well, absolutely. Like, they're just, like, lesbians or something or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
That was out of left field, buddy.
Totally unsure of that.
Again, it's over. I don't want to talk about the money anymore. I don't want to talk about, and what I said was, if you're a winner or a loser, I don't want to hear about it from you. And whoever
that is.
For
any business to succeed, you have to have a good relationship between the employee and the employees. Period. You have to have a good, if you don't have a good relationship, then you don't have a good business. The better your relationship is, the better your business is going to be.
And I'm just finally glad that somebody else is saying that. And you know, Bruce, that's all I was trying to say.
That's all you were trying to say. Go back and listen to the show. That's all he was trying to say.
Bruce, I'm so happy you and Frank think that, but I'm sorry to break the news to you. I'm surprised because both of you guys are much older than me, that you don't come to the reality that's not how the world works.
Well,
your employer,
sure it does.
Your
in your world, maybe
it
doesn't work that way, but
you.
In my world,
this
it does work
works,
that way.
Bruce.
And I'll
this
tell you why
works,
it works that way. Because if I'm happy to go to work, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to give my 100%. If I'm pissed off at the boss, I'm not going to go into work and give 100%. I'm going to say, F-bomb you. Why should I?
Right.
You know?
And then
and
your boss will let you go.
And that goes
right.
with
well,
any business in this country.
Exactly.
Any business, whether it's Tim Hortons, whatever.
Great. This is what it comes down to, man. If you don't go to your job and work hard and perform your job correctly and do it in the right way, you're going to get let go, man. That's it. That's the relationship.
I'm not saying they're not going to do their job incorrectly.
You.
I'm saying they're not going to give that extra 110% that they don't have to.
No,
I'm saying
okay,
they're
the
not going to give that extra 110%.
I use the term.
Right.
This is a headache.
Perfect example of Western, like people from like rich societies.
You know what?
You have no
you
obligation.
What,
the owner doesn't have to make you feel happy. You have to appreciate the fact that you have a job and he's willing to pay you. The onus is on you to have
because
the
owner is
right.
Because
the
owner
to be appreciated.
Bruce,
to have me
Bruce,
for him.
Put it away, Bruce. You see, I used the wrong term. I used the wrong term. The owners are
look,
better.
Guys, I'm
the
a,
owners. The owners of businesses are better than their employees, and their employees should do what they're told and shut up. Is that fit?
Man,
that
what,
shut,
guys,
well, that's
what
that
you guys
you
ever
up,
worked.
That's more or less what they're saying.
I'm just like, you guys, we're
well,
pretty
good
summary.
I don't know. I've never heard.
Can
this
I get
before.
A word?
When you go to work,
can
your
I
job
get a
is to
in?
Work hard and do your job right and not get in trouble. That's it.
Mikey wants to talk. Let Mike talk.
Yeah, let Mikey talk.
Go ahead, man. Please, Mikey, these guys are reality.
This is what I want to say, and this is like going to work 110% in my job that I do. I give my job 110%. When my job came to me 3 months ago and gave me a pay cut, 4 cents a mile, that's a lot of money. I had two options: either I take it and still do my job, or I go somewhere and leave.
Right.
That's like being in place.
That's it.
Right.
Man.
You know and. And what did I do? I stayed here until I finally got my raise again 3 months later.
Thank you.
And Mike, let me
ask Mike a question because you probably know where I'm coming from on this. As a black person, right? Have you ever had any racism in the workplace from like management or people above you?
Really, it goes on right where I'm at work, where I work at right now.
Okay, so you'll know where I'm coming from. I used to work at a place where the manager was so racist. He used to call me the N-word, all kinds of things all the time, but I needed the job. So regardless of how he treated me, how bad I felt, I made sure to come to work working hard with a good attitude and gave 110%. And I eventually got a promotion from it. That's how real life works, man. You're not knowing.
Nobody said, but you know, Manasseh, you're taking what's said way out of context.
Bruce said himself that. He said,
no, but
if, Bruce I, don't,
is
if I don't feel
what,
treated right,
Bruce
if I'm not
trying
happy,
to make,
he said I'm going
to
go to work and not
trying
give
100%.
I'm not.
Can, hey, listen. Can I? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's
can,
what I'm
I,
saying.
Can, I, can I throw a couple of words out now? Okay, you've had quite a few there.
But
here's,
wait, let me,
here's what,
finish to my statement.
Okay, go ahead.
What I was trying to say.
Okay, sorry. I didn't interrupt you, but go ahead.
No, you're good. And I'm going to tell you, the reason why the players aren't happy because it's the CFL owners and the commissioners fought for saying that the CFL
back in the day was making some money, and they're as good as they can be. If you're not making the money like you claim you are, don't mention it. Because if I got employees and I'm telling them how much of profit I'm making, and these dudes is busting their tail for me, they're gonna want a raise. Sometimes you just got to keep your mouth closed.
May I talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Mike, I agree with you in one aspect of that, but the owners just turned around and they said, or not the owners, the league turned around and says that this is the best that the league has ever been in. And that doesn't mean that they're making millions of dollars. That just means that they're no longer losing millions and millions of dollars. Okay, that doesn't mean that the bank vaults are full and we can spend them on all sorts of players and free agents and everything else. It just meant that we are in the best position that we are. This is the first time in history where,
in a while,
you know, so many teams were doing so well.
You're doing it.
That as the fact that they were making millions and millions of dollars and profiting from this.
Can you help them?
You know what?
Hey, listen, let's stop talking about this. My head's starting to hurt. Again. I don't want to talk about who deserves what, who doesn't deserve what.
No.
All I said was, because I was trying to get a jumping-off point for this subject to leave it behind, and you and Manasse don't want to leave it behind. Again, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to try again, and this time I'm hoping now, because other people, I'm not the only one who understands what I said. Once this agreement is signed, the players and the owners have to come together like they haven't come together before and work together to convince everyone that the CFL is a great brand and a great league and a wonderful sport. And for that to happen, the players and the owners have to be on the same page. I don't care what the page is. I don't care
how
much
Frank,
the players
everybody
are.
Agrees with that point. No one has any issue with that.
It's okay. So then why would
that.
I ask
that's
the question?
Try to leave it at that.
But only...
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Nobody cares about that part, dude. Everybody gets that. It's just your little personal shot at me and Chris is what I'm ticked off about. That's
because
all.
Because I'm getting sick and
because
tired of you guys.
Because you're mad because
you
couldn't prove your point. That's why.
No, I didn't want. I wasn't. What point was I trying to prove? What point was I trying to prove? The only point I was trying to prove
about the CBA, you got flagged.
But you're
the
ones who are remembering all
that. Now you get mad.
You're
at me. We don't trust
you
as human beings.
You want to beat a dead horse? The dead horse comes back to life.
This was all talked about 30 minutes ago.
Exactly. So we move on. The players, how do the players and how does the league move forward from here? Which is all I was trying to get at, and it just the old news keeps
coming. Yeah, the players have no part in marketing. I don't know why you think they have all the players got to do is perform on the field and do their job and make highlights and make their things. The owners have to market. They got to pay. TSN's got to advertise and market these guys. That's on the business side. The players don't do anything for marketing. What are they going to do?
What's your definition of marketing?
Because he's just looking for an argument. That's my point. Just stop. Don't take the bait no more, please. Because I'm going to leave his mic off until he understands. I mean, Manasse sends everybody emails and apologizes for the way he talks after he listens to the way the program goes. And now he does it again. He never learns. He's got to learn. The point is, I understand I'm wrong. The owners run the show. Christopher, I understand the owners run the show. I understand that there's 1,000 players for every one that's in the league that probably would give their eye teeth for the salary the owners are willing to give, which is their right, which is what I've said over and over again. But I'm not going to sit there and listen to somebody demean the players the way that Manasse is doing it. And if you tell me, Christopher, that wasn't demeaning, then I'm going to turn your mic off too. And that's my job as a fair-minded person. The players have as much impact in promoting the league as the owners do. Sorry. Now, that's just childish to say they don't have – he said they have nothing to do with marketing. They don't really do anything. Am I the only one that heard that?
I heard it, and I don't necessarily disagree with it.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? He just said he doesn't disagree with it.
I know he did. I'm telling you, when I called them both out with that comment that I made was for a reason, because you guys
don't care
about the players.
Well, all I gotta say, guys, is all I gotta say is y'all arguing about it. I got me some cool Harrisburg Stampede T-shirts. I'm just trying to change the subject, guys, man. True.
But
Boomers can always use one of
the dice. Mike, you're a pretty even-headed guy. All right. Does this conversation always end up into an argument over something that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about?
Most of the time.
Right? And, I mean, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
I'm going to tell you something. That's the reason why I didn't say not a word. I just kept quiet and just listened. And just listened to everybody, man. That's why I just said what I did. I got me some cool Harrisburg Stampede T-shirts, and I'm cool with them. I can't wait to sport them tomorrow.
All right.
Can
I ask you the question? Is it that difficult to answer moving forward? What do the players and the owners have to do? What do you think? What are there going to be changes? How do you see them moving forward now after this agreement and in promoting the league? They're on a good leg. If they both agree on the same page, they're both on the same page and they both want to make this, what do the players do to help promote the league? We heard what Manasseh thinks. And I'm not even give Christopher a chance to finish what he's saying, that the players, Manasseh clearly said they have no impact on selling the game. He clearly said that. That's why his mic is off. And he can sit there and whine about it later, but that's fine.
Do you believe that? They have an impact, so to speak. I mean, they're the guys that play the game. I mean, and it's the owners and the players that can promote the game, actually. I mean, y'all gotta go hand in hand on everything y'all do as far as the league goes. I mean, the league is taking off. I mean, it's because of the players and the owners. Both. It's both. But you can't ask for no outrageous money that's not there.
That's okay. I agree with that. I think they both have to work together in promoting the league. We agree on that then.
Mm-hmm.
And the asset that the players are, they are the face that they sell. They are the talent that the league sells. Without the players' talent, there's nothing to sell. Just other players, which I understand. There's other players. But at some point, they're going to agree that these are the bunch of players they're going to use. You know, if Owens is the best player in the league and they want to promote him, or Lule's the best player in the league and they want to promote him, that's what the league decides. But it's the players that they're promoting to promote the league. They're not saying, look what great ownership we have in the CFL. That's why you should come out to the game. Really? Really? Really?
Really?
And $8 a beer to boot.
But nobody is disputing
But wait a second, Christopher. I turned Manasseh's mic off for a reason. And I did it for a good reason, because he was being demeaning. What?
No, Frank, what you were saying was that the players do the marketing, and the players don't do
the
marketing.
That's not what
he said.
Said
he said he had
hang on.
Do with the marketing.
Let me finish this.
Well, get your facts straight before you even begin, Chris. You didn't say that.
You're cutting me off now.
You cut everybody off, so what's the sense? Who cares?
Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, let him say his piece.
Frank,
so how am I wrong? Here's what I said.
You
said here's what
that
I
the
said.
Players do the market. The players
no,
do not
I said
do
the
marketing.
Players and the owners
they are the
work together.
That we use to promote the league.
Yes. They're the face
that's
of
it.
The league.
They're the poster.
They're the face of the league. The players are the face and layer
nobody's
of the league.
Nobody's disputing that, okay?
Manasseh
nobody
what?
Disputes that. But they no, he didn't.
Myself.
You,
can watch you the
didn't
phone.
Listen to him. The players aren't the ones doing the promoting. The players aren't the ones doing the marketing. They're not. The league is. The players are just the face of the promotion. Is it the promotion for the Chevy company? No, it's the company. It's the management that does the promoting. The truck just sits there. The truck doesn't do anything.
All they don't have to do
is... It is just the face of the promotion. Yes, it's front and center on... But the truck doesn't do anything. It's the management team behind it that promotes the company. And it's no different in the CFL.
Okay.
So Michael Jackson has nothing to do with the fame that's created around him. It's all about that. Oh, that's why I'm using him, because I don't want him to hear. I don't want him to be offended. So he's dead.
I don't
and won't
like
be offended.
Him.
That's okay. That's
played with little boys.
Okay, here we go. See, it's so hard.
Let's
to
change
talk.
The subject. Let's change the subject. Let's change the subject.
Okay,
please.
Mike, what subject do you want it to be? It's like, I'm just trying to figure out here, how do we move forward? How does the league move forward now once we patch all things up and we have a league?
Different.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to be different either.
Exactly.
I think the players and the owners
all
are going
to
have the same relationship they had before.
And,
they're going
to
continue on good. CFL is going to grow. And next in negotiations,
how's it,
things
how's
will
it
be
grow?
Different.
Forget about the negotiations. Right. Like I said, I'm not here to – I didn't want to talk – I ended up talking here for over
okay.
an hour about
how
something I didn't
want to
talk about.
You want to know how the league is going to grow?
Is
I'm glad
everybody's
name is Mike. I'm glad everybody's name is Mike.
That is stable, that will allow growth, that will allow the teams to be equal, that will allow the prospects of owners to come in here without losing buckets of money.
Okay.
And this is a good thing.
Yes, and that's fine, and that's all I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear. After, let's not talk. Like I said, and I'm gonna repeat what I said, and the whole path of what I said. I don't want to hear anybody whine or gloat, okay, or brag. I just want to hear that we're all on the same page now. It's all over. Let's all move forward. And this is exactly what I said before. Let's all move forward. Now, how do we move forward? Well, now the league, now I'll tell you, because I asked the question hoping I'd get an answer something like this. Now we can concentrate on the deal we have going on in the U.S. with NBC and ESPN. You know, now that the league has cost certainty of some sort for the next whatever amount of years that they have it, they can make deals with organizations that want them now. Now that they know, they say, okay. Not only, and then on top of that, owners like MLSE will go, okay, this is how much it's going to cost. This is what your expenses are. This is what it costs. Okay, now we know that this is a good investment. We're going to invest in your league, and we're going to use our power, which is immense, MLSE, to promote the league. And things are going to be looking great. It's going to be wonderful, because what's going to happen is that people in Toronto are going to care about the Argos, and the ones that don't care about the Argos and love the Maple Leafs are going to buy Argos tickets because they want the Leafs tickets. And it means that people who haven't seen the Argos or don't really care about the Argos are going to get a chance to see what the team's all about. It took me an hour and a half to get to this point. An hour and a half to get to this
point. Can I ask a question about that?
Absolutely.
It's very interesting. Okay. MLSE now looks at this as if it's a viable business, because they're looking at, they know what their expenses are, and they know what the profits could be if it's promoted properly, right? Is that your statement? You agree with that?
Yep.
I don't know. I think I'm sticking my foot in a trap, because it doesn't seem like we ever have a conversation. I'm looking to be told I'm an idiot.
My question being is that because of the way that the CBA unfolded and the way that it came out, and basically they accepted the owner's offer, the league's offer, the way that it was, is what allowed this to be a viable business.
No,
and
that's
all along,
what I just said.
We were always talking about how much more that the players should get out of this, and it may have been to set up a business model that would have not been viable for MLSE to purchase the company, or anybody to expand into Halifax or Quebec City or London, Windsor, wherever.
Okay.
But now we have a CBA that is possible.
There you go.
That will
there
allow
you go
us
again.
To do that.
Christopher, yes, that's great. But I thought we just agreed
that it's great for the future, and that's why I'm excited about this.
Okay. So what you
are excited?
I think
we've got a good deal.
I don't care about the deal. See, that's the thing. To me, the deal doesn't matter.
You should.
Because for me, no. For me as a fan, the deal doesn't matter. No. For me as a fan, as long as the players and the owners sign and agree, that's good enough for me. I trust both parties. I trust both parties.
Look at that possibility.
And so now we can move on to the matter at hand, which is, yes, you're right, that's good. So the agreement, now that they've agreed, we can move forward with moving MLSE in or some other organization to be a part of this league, and then we can all be happy and smile and say how wonderful life is, right? And that's great. You're right.
Yep. Yeah, but I'm still
okay,
trying to figure out where I'm going to go on my vacation. Bump all that.
Oh, now you're now, Mike. Are you going to start now?
Well,
are you
no,
going to start?
I'm looking very good out here.
I'm just glad y'all changed the conversation because I was getting a headache, almost hung up, man.
Hey, I have a question. Let's change the conversation. I have a question. Why would they why would they not bring your number one quarterback, as in Ricky Ray, down to Winnipeg, even if he doesn't play, just to have his knowledge and pass it on to the number two quarterback?
The majority of all first-string quarterbacks do not travel with the team in the first away game of a preseason. It's just been always. It's not Ricky Ray being left behind. It's I would be surprised if Lule goes to Edmonton on Friday. Okay, I would be shocked.
They're making much more of it because it just doesn't have more of it than it needs to be. Ricky Ray has the job. He's going to get a game.
No, I'm not saying
he's
going to
get a
game. He doesn't.
I know you're not saying that, but I don't hear any. Must be from your end. The point is, Bruce, he doesn't have to go with the team. He's made the team, all right? And then the next game, he gets in shape. But what they do is they're actually giving the ball to those guys that are, you know, Harris, Gale, and company. They're giving them the ball.
Don't
say it's yours.
Guy.
Right,
yeah, yeah,
they're giving
yeah.
them the ball, and there's no Ricky Ray looking at them. They get to play their own game, and they do their job. They're the ones. It's in your hands, guys. This
you
is your game.
Still on point.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch
it's
out,
a
man.
2-point lead. It's a 2-point lead for the Argos in the fourth quarter with 2:22 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but Winnipeg's going for a 2-point conversion.
Conversion.
Okay,
that'll tie it up.
Does he make it? The ball is up.
I don't know.
Oh,
I got 5 seconds delay. I don't get the beat until after.
Well, then we
you
won't tell
spoiling,
you that he missed
Bruce.
The pass.
No.
Spoiler
Bruce
alert.
Did.
Spoiler alert. Okay, I'm going to bring Manasse back in if he's willing
okay,
to come.
Okay, guys, I got to go. So you guys have a great night, and we will talk to you Wednesday after 10 o'clock, or is it – what is it, Frank?
You know what? I'm tired. I think I'll just turn the whole thing off right now. Because I didn't want to argue.
Wow.
I didn't want to argue. I just, and he missed it by quite a bit. You know, Christopher, all I want is to talk about the game, and I want to get past this, all this.
Well, you know, when we're within 48 hours of signing the CBA, it's the most important subject right now in the CFL. And you know what? Maybe this is the first game that we're watching. So, you know, we're back to football, and things should be all wonderful and happy again. Okay.
It's
and
not
we're
about
go
wonderful
back to picking
and happy.
On the riders.
It's not about wonderful and happy. What's going to happen in the league now is that now that they've got a long-term contract, which is again, let's look at the positives and stop talking about the negatives and stop thinking about all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Now that everybody's locked in and there's no reason to debate how much anybody's going to get paid. Now that all the answers have been given, just look at it. All I'm saying is that consider all the questions have been asked. All the questions have been answered, and now let's move on to what's really important.
I don't think they have until we get a ratification vote.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to leave it in their hands at this point. It sounds like they'll get ratification, and that's cool.
I hope so.
What matters? Well, maybe that's why you guys are behaving the way you are. Maybe you're still nervous. Don't be nervous. It's cool. It's all going to be good. Now we're going to be able to sit here and talk about, holy crap, did you see how many people watched NBC and watched football, CFL football on NBC, ESPN, start watching a battle between ESPN and NBC on who will get, you know, the rights to CFL football. That's what I see in our future, and that's what I want to talk about. Are things that bright, or am I smoking crack thinking that that's possible, that we're going to see some American networks fighting over the CFL instead of the CFL just offering themselves up like that?
Can
I
go first?
I think there'll be a debate.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mike, you go first. Okay, go. Chris, you're still here. Okay, go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah. Well, I never got to say goodnight, so I can't just hang up. But, I see your point. There'll be some competition with the U.S. networks for sure, right? Because didn't ESPN or somebody have a few games on last year?
Yeah, they both did. NBC
ESPN,
ESPN
1 and 2.
So,
yep.
You know,
actually,
and they have no affiliation with TSN, right?
Yeah, they have
an
association with TSN. They sure do.
Oh, okay. I know. Okay. All right. So that's a good thing because it will only bring more Americans to watch the game and learn
and
to
more
the
money.
CFL and
yeah.
realize why it's the
more
number
money.
One.
And you know,
exactly,
you know,
and more money down the road, which we're not going to discuss money anymore. Tonight,
better players, better players. Instead of more money, we'll say with more money, there'll be better players.
Better American players, yeah. But, you know,
better Canadian
players,
too. There's a few Canadian players that don't come to play in the CFL, and they've decided to go to the NFL.
Yes,
sir.
They still would decide to go to
the
NFL.
The talent pool is never going to change. The CFL
will
change. The same talent pool. It's going to be guys that didn't go in the NFL. That's it.
Right.
You're not going to convince an NFL guy to come to the CFL, so nothing will change.
No, absolutely.
That's why it didn't matter what the cap was.
Wow, man, we finally agree on something tonight, brother. That's awesome. And with that, I'm going to let you guys all go, and we'll talk to you Wednesday. Have an Oski wee wee couple days.
You too, buddy. You too.
Bye-bye.
So,
bye,
Mike, that's where you jump in. That's where you jump in. Now that this deal will be inked, hopefully, and if it's possible that this league looks like a league that's going to, you know, do some really good things, it's quite possible. Was that Christopher or Manasseh that bailed?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, so then Christopher maybe needs a call. But the where I wanted to go with this is what's in our future now that this cost certainty thing comes in, and you know, the owners know how much they're going to be paying the players and all that kind of stuff. Now we can start concentrating on the other things that matter, which is how to grow the game. And Manasseh, growing the game will be getting some American eyes watching the game.
Yeah, that's only going to change if the CFL gets a guy that Americans like, you know, like a Tim Tebow. That's why I wanted him to come up there so bad, because he's the only guy that would get people in America to tune into the CFL. Otherwise, there's nobody else that will do it.
You don't think that the game itself can be attractive for, you know,
no,
for
I don't
fans?
Think so. I mean, I talk to a lot of NFL fans, and they dismiss it. And they feel like it it's not big time enough for them, because they compare it to the NFL, right?
Right.
To a 60,000-70,000 people a game, you know, thing. So it's not gonna.
But
it's not gonna happen.
But Mike, I know
so.
Mike doesn't agree with that, because we've heard Mike before say that if the league hikes up salaries, let's say, you know, hikes it up enough that some of the players that are only passengers on NFL teams may be interested in being pilots for NFL teams.
Until the CFL can offer $450,000 for a non-quarterback or more, what NFL player would do that? That's not going to happen anytime soon.
And I agree on that too. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to give a guy $500,000 come play wide receiver, when he's probably only making $325,000, then you can get the guys. But until then, I mean, you're not going to bring a high-caliber player. Now, when the CFL can offer million-dollar contracts, then they will be able to get a lot of people to come in.
So then the benefit of the next step, How then will, because this is where I wanted to go with what we were talking about. How will we witness the growth in the, will there be growth in the CFL, or are we just going to be where we are now, flat, and that's it? There won't be any growth. You know, the best we can hope for is that the Argos sell out 28,000 seats. The best we can hope for is that Montreal stays in the league. The best we can hope for.
No, I mean the best thing was that hockey went to Sportsnet. That's the saving grace for the league. Now that Sportsnet has hockey for 12 years, the next TV deal is in 5 years from now. And by then, TSN will be willing to, you know, put more money into it because they don't have anything else. And the CFL will be one of their best products. And for those that know about TV ratings now, anything that's live television, there's a premium on it because everyone's got, you know, DVR on their TVs and they can save stuff. So anything that's live gets people to watch it at that time. And that's valuable to advertisers. So the CFL will make money through TV contracts. That's what's going to make the difference. But they'll never get to a place where a player can get a $1 million contract. Their salary cap would have to be like $35, $40 million. And that's not going to happen in our lifetimes.
Nope.
So the
you
the
know
tiny
what?
Step.
Another
Go
thing,
ahead.
Too. I don't care what some people say, because we always have this argument. If you get enough American viewers to watch the CFL,
Believe me, it might not be. It might be 30 years from now, but the CFL will expand back in the States. It's going to happen. It might not. It might happen 10, 15 years from now, but it's going to happen, especially the northern parts of the United States.
But for now, Mike, the way to look successful. What will success look like for the CFL?
We get a 10th team in the, whether it be the Maritimes or Quebec. That's it. The CFL
there you go.
That was part of my answer. When they expand to the 10th team, the 10th team is going to tell it all what's going to happen with the league. That's it.
So now we're at the point, at a juncture with the CFL where hopefully, and I say this without tongue-in-cheek, where hopefully with this contract signed and everything tickety-boo, and I tried calling you. You didn't answer. With everything being tickety-boo.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I called you, and it looked like you.
I didn't
you
get
know.
It. There's not a call.
Okay. Well, I did. Anyway, because I noticed you were gone. Also, I guess what we're talking about now is what will the league look like in 5 years, and what will we be talking about in 5 years as far as advances made by the CFL? Will there be bigger network money? Not to be argued over, just will there be a better fan base, and how will it look like if it's a better fan base? Will it be in the stands? Will it just be on TV? Will it be a combination of the stands and TV? Will it be a new stadium for the Argos, a new stadium for Montreal? Will it? That's where I want to go with this conversation. How good does the future look? We all agree that the future looks bright. We just don't know how bright. So, Christopher, where do you think what will it look like in 5 years?
Well, I'm confused by a couple of things. One is the size that these stadiums are being built. They're scaling them down. So we're not going to increase the fan base in the stadium because they're just going to be full, and that's as far as they're going to go.
The price per ticket may go up.
Who is that good for?
No, I know.
I don't understand that logic because, you know what, you bring the price of the ticket up, then the average Joe who's enjoyed this league and who's built this league and the blue-collar worker can't afford it, and you put it back in the hands of the rich. You know, I don't understand that philosophy at all. 5 years from now, I think that we're going to have another team in the CFL, if not in the CFL at that point in time or coming in. I think the expansion is going to be looking very strong. I think we're going to have a very stable business model that we're going to have, that our people are going to want to come and participate with this league. I think it's viable and it's doable. It's just going to get better.
But you do feel that maybe they're underestimating how many people they should have in the stadiums.
When Saskatchewan turns around and builds a stadium for 33,000 people, and they could fill that on any given day, then they are leaving parking lots. And the one thing about marketing and business that I know, and I've been doing for 32 years, is that you need your supply and demand. You always leave two items on the shelf. You never completely sell out because then you've left somebody wanting. Yes, the air is there, but you've left money on the table. You never want to leave money on the table. You always want to get it. So you want to have 1,000 empty seats in your stadium in every game. That means nobody's outside with money in their hand wanting to give it to you and not able to.
All right.
So you always want to have a just slightly under sold out stadium. If you've done that, then you have got your market exactly where you want it to be. If you're sold out every game, like Montreal, like Toronto Maple Leafs are, then you're leaving money on the table because there's people out there that want to come and see you.
Chris, there's two sides of that too. I mean, the other side is if there is that demand, obviously corporate sponsorship goes up and that makes up for whatever you have lost. But if you look at America right now, all the pro sport leagues here, they're all reducing capacity in their arenas because they realize they're competing with the whole, you know, comfort at home that people have now with these great high-def TVs. And, the home experience is just as good, if not better, than the stadium. So what they want to sell at the stadiums are great atmospheres, and the best atmosphere is a packed house. Like, compare Mosaic Stadium to BC Place. You know, BC Place is a bigger, nicer stadium, but you know, it's almost half empty all the time, and versus going to Mosaic, even though it's a wooden bench and it's old, but you got that great feeling just being in that, being in this big body of people. So it's, you know, you got to compare the two.
Hey, just off subject for a second, Steve Richardson just sent me a text saying that they just had the first pass interference review.
Cool.
In the CFL?
And a blocked
kick. That was a rule
change
this year.
Wow. Did they make a ruling, or is there still?
I don't know.
I
didn't see it, and I've asked Steve for an outcome on it, but I'm sure it's going to be made on the sports nets tonight.
As well as the Rangers being done.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm looking at the highlights on SportsCenter right now. They're showing it on TSN.
Well, I'm watching TSN. The game's over.
Yeah.
Shoot, I could have rewound it if I hadn't done that. It doesn't matter. I recorded the game, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man, the Kings are going to sweep the Rangers. Holy crap! Wow.
Who won the game?
Oh, the Kings won 3-0 in New York. So
no, the Argos game.
Series.
I don't care about Hawks.
Oh. No, the Argos won 24-22.
Nope. Yeah, they
okay.
went for the two
are
pointer
you?
And they didn't. They failed.
Yeah.
They failed, yeah.
And
but turned
the ball over
see
to the Argos.
That. That's where my internet went loose. That's where I lost my neck.
And they blocked. And then there was a kick blocked as well, he says. Blocked kick.
Yeah.
So wherever that came from. Yeah, that's all I got.
Anyhow, that's
from
my
Steve.
Piece on where we're going to be 5 years from now. I think it's.
Where do you
think
we're going to be,
Manasseh?
Yeah, I think like Chris and Mike before hit it on the head where, you know, we get a 10th team hopefully, or at least get in, you know, heading down that road where we get that momentum rolling, and the new stadiums is key, and Toronto is the big one. Once the Argos get going in that right direction, with once they move to BMO Field and MLSC gets their whole, you know, marketing engine behind them, and Frank, you probably know this, like the fact that MLSC took TFC, a relative, you know, second, I'll even say seventh-rate sport of soccer, MLS soccer, and turned it into a hit in Toronto. I think they can do the same with the Argos, and if they do, that's going to just take the league up to another level. So,
well, that's
all comes
the point.
Down to the
Argos. That's the point I was trying to make, in the sense that here in Toronto, everything, you know, the Maple Leafs are it. You know, hockey is it, and because they hold a monopoly. On the sport of hockey, on professional hockey here. They own not only the Maple Leafs, they own also the AHL team in this town. You know, and everybody wants to be a part of that. And they've used it to their advantage in selling tickets, as I've said before, to the Raptors, to TSC. And I was there, and it was like 30% or maybe more empty. And they called it a sold-out game. And the weather was beautiful. There was no excuse for people not to be there, other than people who didn't want to be there, but they called it a sold out game. So
because
I can
all
only
the seats
infer,
were sold.
Yeah, and I can only
Wait.
Infer that people bought those tickets with no intention of going. And it is my understanding that the Leafs do use this tactic of, well, if you want the Leaf tickets, you have to buy these tickets, this many of this tickets. From what I understand, whether it's true or not, I can't guarantee you, but I've heard. Rumblings about that, because I'm not a Leafs ticket season
yeah.
ticket holder, so I
well,
couldn't tell
I
you.
I understand
for sure.
That. We used to have season's tickets to the Vancouver Canucks, and there were times where you honestly couldn't give them away. You know, we go, we can't make it to the game. Would you like the tickets? No, no. You know, you phone 15 people and everybody says no, we don't want to go. I mean, these are free tickets, and they were kick-ass seats. So you know, I understand what you just said about the you know. The soccer seats are empty because people just don't want to go, but they were forced to buy it because they didn't buy them. They didn't get their Maple Leaf tickets.
Yeah, and the
wow.
people
Smart
that bought
marketing.
Them. And well, yeah, I'm not here to – I'm not judging them. I'm not judging them. I'm just simply calling it the way it looks to me. And they're just basically – you know, they've got a business model. They've got, you know, a prime product that the community wants, and they're using it to – they're leveraging that ownership into selling – other teams that they have, and good for them if that's what they're going to do, right? And that's why I said for the last couple of weeks that I don't mind. You know, there's going to be a lot of people getting tickets to the Argos if MLSC buys, who are either one of two things. They're either going to give them away, and if they are, they're going to give them away, and if people are interested, they're going to come to our game. They're going to get a free shot at seeing what it's like. And just like me, being reminded of how good the game was live, they will find out too. And some of them might stick, and they might be calling their friends back who don't want to use the tickets anyway and bugging them for them all the time. But they might just say, hey, okay, I gave you a couple last, I'm going to give somebody else. And then eventually, you know, you have a captive audience. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a product that can sell, regardless of negotiations, regardless of what we've gone through today and yesterday and the day before that. Once somebody comes in and checks out the CFL, they begin to realize how great a game it is, even in the, you know, the environment that isn't so attractive in Toronto at the Sky Dome. But take a look at the Sky Dome now, the Rogers Center, and they sold out now, I think, 3 or 4 games in a row for baseball. Now, whether you like baseball or not is not the issue. To your point, Christopher, if the team is any good and if they're marketed properly and if Toronto sports fans like the price of the tickets and like the game, they might be able to sell more than 30,000 tickets to a game to the Argos, because remember, there's only 10 games a year.
Yeah, 9.
Well, I'm counting the exhibition game.
Okay, yeah. You know, you're right. You're guaranteed 10 games a year. I mean, it's not that big a deal. We can afford the tickets. Anybody can afford the tickets. I mean, I can't afford Canuck tickets, that's for sure.
You know, and that's the good news. And that's the good news. You know, and basically, in my opinion, I think there's going to be a lot of people who have no understanding of how good the CFL is live. They're going to be introduced to it, and they're going to find out real quick. You know, they're going to find out real quick how good the league is. And that, to me, is the good news. Go ahead, Manasseh.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you guys, so Rogers clearly has they own a percentage of MLSE, correct?
Yeah, somewhere around 40,
okay.
42%
yeah,
or something.
I think it'd be great for the Argos now that, I guess, if I'm correct, the two major media conglomerates, especially in sports, now would both have a vested interest in the Argos, right? So now that would, I would expect, like, Sportsnet and all the other networks now would be more willing to, you know, promote the Argos particularly, but the CFL as a whole. And I think that can only benefit the league, right?
That's what we're all hoping for.
But you know what, Manasseh? It doesn't even have to be Sportsnet. As long as TSN is dedicated to promoting the CFL and those of us who love the game know where we can get our fix, bingo. You know, to a degree that hasn't been... You know, I'm not that worried about both the networks, you know, falling in love with the CFL. I only care, as long as one network really loves the game and needs the game, we're in great shape.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching the other day, we're in the middle of training camp. There's a whole pile of things going on with the BC Lions, you know, different players everywhere else. I pick up the province newspaper, which is our morning paper, which is basically the sports-oriented one, and the first 8 pages are all on the NHL. 8 pages are on hockey, and Vancouver doesn't even have a team in the playoffs right now. The next 2 are on soccer. Then there's one on bridge. There's half a page on the Lions.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah. This thing I've noticed.
It's like they had
Canada,
tennis and
like...
bridge. It was disgusting.
You do realize that... part of TSN, Bell Globe Media, there's a reason why it's Globe Media. They have newspapers in their business. So, you know, the more, what I do notice for us, we're getting a better deal than you are here in Toronto. The Toronto Star, God bless the Toronto Star, of which I get every day, they're starting to pay, I think, a little more attention than they did last year. They have as many as 3 different stories on the CFL, and not all of them about the strike. You know, and they're talking about the game from a perspective of they're talking about players who are playing, you know, in CIS and in of course the NFL, and how you know, football is growing here in the Southern Ontario market from a game playing perspective. So, you know, we're getting a better deal from that newspaper. I don't get the Sun, so I can't, you know, I can't judge how they're doing.
That would be amazing if I had something like that here.
Yeah, you know, and it's stuff, you know, yeah, you know, it's partly because of the strike. People are paying attention. People know what the CFL is. And I know John said that was part of the good part about the strike, and that almost suggesting that this was a setup to keep, you know, the CFL on the front page or whatever, or in the news or in the newspapers. I don't like why it's in the news and newspapers. I'd rather, like I said, hear about the new guys the Argos have brought in, hear about the problems that that they have with Kackert being injured, and then start talking about all these running backs and tell a story about how these running backs now, their job is to keep, you know, Ricky Ray safe. And they're talking football, not just the strike, you know. So I think there's a lot of hope. I love this league. I hate the way we argue. I really don't like it. I'm not here to blame. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, you know, I just don't like it. I want you to know honestly, I don't like it. I wanted to talk and want to talk about the positive impact this agreement's going to have on the league. You know, because, Chris, one thing we can all agree on is now we don't have to, you know, the players know what they're going to get once they sign this. The owners know what they're going to have to spend once they sign this. And anybody interested in bailing on the CFL knows what it's all about, you know, where they're going to be at in the next couple of years, like a Brayley, right? And then you have, and then you have the people on the outside who are contemplating moving in, and Brayley has a little bit better edge to make back some money that he's been so kind to lose here, you know. I have no animosity.
He's not looking for money.
No, I know. I'm not here to argue with you about that. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying he now has, you know, he has, even if he doesn't want the money, at least now he has a proposition that he can offer somebody to take a team off his hands that he wants to see exist and continue to exist, and he can be more believing that that's possible today because now they've have an agreement in the next couple of years. You know, that's a good thing.
I mean, David Brayley, I, like I said, I had a conversation with him a couple weeks ago, and he basically said this. He didn't tell me what his net worth is, but I know what it is. It's $2.43 billion. He says he's 73 years old, and his goal right now is to give away as much money as he can.
Well, good for
him. So he is
not looking
to nickel and dime the players back.
Did you give him
my number? That's not what his goal was. It was, I tried to give him mine. He's trying to look for stability and future growth with this league. He's not looking at getting a penny back of the money he's put into it. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, no.
All
he wants to do is make sure
his franchises are stable enough that they're going to go forward.
You know how I feel about Brayley. He proved his salt to me when he backed out of the Senate because he didn't like what was going on. And he did an honorable thing that he didn't need to do. He had no muck on him.
No.
But he just didn't want to be associated with a group of men and women who are behaving in the manner that they are. Well, you can characterize it as you wish. That's his opinion, folks, not mine.
Well,
there's
three of them under indictment.
No. There's people who are, you know, of questionable judgment, to say the least. And he decided he wanted out, and he doesn't need that. That's not what he's, you know, his few, like, we don't live forever, and he knows it, you know, and he wants to enjoy. He wants to enjoy his voyage that he has, you know, the rest of what he has in front of him, right?
Ultimate respect for the man, and the one thing that I did recognize out of the meeting that I had with him is he's a lot frailer than I thought he would be. He always looks like this big, huge, burly man, and he's not anymore.
Well, you know, at some point in life, what matters is how you go out.
We go that direction. I know that.
You know, we're all headed in that direction, and how you go out sometimes means a lot. We've only got 60 seconds left, so Manasseh, thank you for being on, and I'll go toe to toe with you anytime. And you know, but there's no need.
Give me the
mic
button.
It's on.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, shut up.
So I can turn you off.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So, are you there, Manasseh?
Yep. Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You had your, you might. You, okay. Thanks for being on. And let's put this strike to bed. The strike is over, and let's hope it's over.
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Okay. But let's pretend it's good. Let's go to bed tonight thinking that and knowing we know that the CFL is back. And that's what matters. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This has been Candid Frank Live on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in.